You're listening to WBH Radio. I'm your host, William Holly. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Joining me on the show is a young man who just completed his freshman season with the Pittsburgh Panthers men's basketball team. He's a guard forward out of Brooklyn, New York, Mr. Femi Odukale. Fem Bucks, how you doing, young man?
Doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man. Thanks for joining me, man. I am excited to have you. Femi, if you had to pick one word to describe your first year with the Panthers, one word to describe your first year as a Division I student athlete, which word would you choose?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Why'd you choose that word?
Because my freshman year this year is not the same as other freshmen in the previous years. We usually have fans and stuff like that. And I'm just like still kind of finding crazy that I come from Brooklyn. I had the opportunity to play ACC. So I just found it unbelievable.
That is a big deal. That is a big deal. Let's talk about your decision to play for Pittsburgh. What's the first time, or what stands out about the first time you had contact with the program? Like in today's day and age, did they send you a letter? Did they slide in your DMs? What was it like?
Coach T.O. called me like about every night, just talking about checking in if I was good, seeing what's good with my family, just more like a family atmosphere. And you're just making sure my family is good before we started talking about basketball.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. So he kind of, you said Coach T.O.? Who's that?
Timothy O'Toole, the assistant coach.
So he was just checking on you, the young man, making sure you were okay. And that was important to you, huh?
Yeah, that meant a lot.
That meant a lot. So what sealed the deal? What made you decide, yo, I want to make Pittsburgh my home?
I came on a visit and I saw like the city area that I'll be living at. And it just felt like a New York place. Like it was busy, a lot of people. I didn't want to go somewhere like in the middle of nowhere where I can't go get food in the middle of the night. And I just felt like this is like the right situation. I get to play ACC basketball. I'm close to home, but I'm far away from home. So I just felt like this is the best place for me.
That's cool, man. So having a bit of a city vibe was important to you. Femi, I'll tell you, after high school, I went to the Army and I spent time in Colorado. And when I was out there, every time I opened my mouth, everybody said, yo, that person's from New York, man. So talk to me about being around people from different walks of life. I looked at your roster. You got folks from Pennsylvania. You got folks from New Jersey. Talk to me about just a different culture, being out the city and being with different people. How was that?
More people's like, they're more calm and relaxed and settled in out like what you think they'll be. Sometimes in New York, you think they're coming at you. They don't really mean that. Like, they're showing genuine love. You don't got to worry about watching your back when you're walking and stuff. So I just find it kind of different because where I'm from, you got to just take certain precautions and stuff. But it's totally different.
That's cool. That's cool. Walk me through a typical day as a member of the men's basketball program, you know, for you, a student athlete. Walk me through a day when you got classes and practices. Like, what time do you get up?
I would say I get up at about 10 o'clock.
Okay. What's your schedule of classes like?
My schedules is, for my classes, I got class starts at 11 o'clock. So I make sure I brush my teeth. Then I have to come up here and Peterson Event Center to study and stuff before 11. Then I get on my Zoom links because we're not in in-person class yet. Right. And from 11 to 12, I do school. Then I go straight off to practice. And after practice, I go right back to school, finishing up all my books and stuff so I can remain my all academic. Then I come right back to the gym late at night.
Let's talk about this basketball. When Coach Capel and his staff, they talk to you about your duties and your responsibilities and what they're expecting from you as a basketball player, what are some of the things they share, some of the information they share with you?
Being a vocal leader, making sure my team has energy and practice, just speaking to them, communicating them, and just keep working hard day in, day out, because as a point guard, they look at me to push the team, so they just want me to work hard.
For someone who's never seen you play ball, like how would you describe your game?
A winner. That's how I describe. I like to win. I love to win.
You a big guard.
Big guard, 6'5", 7'11" wingspan. 6'11", sorry.
You going to handle that rock. You going to shoot it. We from New York, so you going to get to the rack. That's not a problem.
Definitely.
When you look at the gameplay, you mentioned it, being from New York City, playing in one of the best conferences in the country, ACC, it could be a tough transition. Was there a moment this season, maybe in a game or practice, when you said, you know what, I belong here? Maybe things started to click. You started to get a better understanding of the gameplay, get more comfortable.
I say about the Louisville game, that's when I scored 16, and I felt like I was just in control of the whole game, like the passes and stuff. I could still go back to that game, wish I could have an opportunity to play it in one more time. But that was the moment I realized, like, I could compete at this level, and this is where I want to be at.
You are a dynamic team. You said coach says you're going to be a big guard, a vocal leader at the freshman. That's a lot of responsibility. Tell me about some of your teammates, Justin Champagne. You guys got a nice little squad. Do you have a roommate?
Yeah, I have a roommate. His name is Max. Okay. Max Madison from the Bronx.
He from the Bronx. So y'all got the New York flavor there. Y'all got the New York flavor. Tell me about your team. Like, what do you think of how you guys competed on the floor? Like, what was your style of play? How would you describe that?
We was a gritty team. Then we lost our edge in like the middle of the season. Then we got it back. Everybody wanted to be with one another when we were on the court. Some of us hangs out in groups, like go out to eat and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we was more like a family vibe. Like Justin's like a little brother to me. Mm-hmm. I always make sure I take care of him and stuff like that. So I just felt like we was just a family.
That's dope, man. You've been thrusted into a leadership role as a young man, as a freshman. And Femi, I'm going to tell you, the first time I ever seen you play basketball, you were a junior varsity athlete here in Brooklyn playing for one of my closest friends, Mr. Kayvon Baker. And I said to him, yo, this young man is the best player in the gym. You know, and it wasn't just your ability, it was your composure, it was your leadership ability, it was you understanding the responsibility of being one of the more talented players in the gym. Where does that come from? You know, that composure, that desire to just be the best and be held to the highest standard.
I'll say that came from my mom. She's always worked hard, like numerous hours. She never make people like praise her. She just continued to work so I can have a better life. So I just always watched that when I was growing up. And I always wanted to take that from her and just keep working hard so she don't gotta work no more.
That's dope, man. From a junior varsity athlete to being now a Division I scholarship athlete. To young athletes that are playing high school basketball, junior high school basketball, and they aspire to be where you are, what kind of advice would you give them?
I always tell them, work hard and don't listen to what other people say, because they probably just don't want to see you there. They just unmotivated because they didn't have the chance to do what you can do. Just always remain working hard and humble.
Got you. Yo, Femi, here in Brooklyn, you put together quite the high school career. You know, two-time city champion, and someone you shared the backcourt with, it's a gentleman by the name of Kadari Richmond. He just finished his freshman year at Syracuse, and they made a nice little run to the Sweet 16 in the national tournament. How was it seeing one of your former teammates, one of your childhood friends, play on the biggest stage in the country?
Well, I felt like I was playing in the tournament when he was playing. That was probably the only game I watched during March Madness. Like, I was just watching him go all the way to Houston. It just made me feel happy knowing that we achieved things from places people wouldn't believe. And it just made me like real appreciative that he got the opportunity to play there.
That's dope. Did you communicate with him at all during that time?
Yeah, we probably talk every day. There's not a day we don't miss. We always talk.
That's dope. Kadari Richmond just entered the transfer portal. We wish him well as he embarks on the next chapter in his life. Femi, March 6th, an article came out. It says you were selected to the All-ACC academic team. Now, Fem Bucks, you doing it on the court. and in the classroom. You know, how important is it for you to get it done with the books as well?
It means a lot because I used to have trouble in school. So I always promised myself, like, once I hit college, that I'm going to change that around and try to remain with a high average. And that just started from my junior varsity days, where we used to have study hall. To my coach, Coach Baker, I appreciate that. He took time to tell us that books can change your life. And without books, I wouldn't be in the situation I'm in right now. So I just want to be thankful that each milestone I have, people's always wanted to make sure I was good off the court.
That's dope, man. What did mom think and the folks back home when they saw that?
Well, my mom was cheering, like, just jumping up and down. I FaceTimed her. She was so happy knowing that I got that academic award, because that's probably the first one I ever got.
That's dope, man. You got to keep it up. What's your major?
Communications.
Communications, man. What was your favorite class this year?
I want to say I'm going to go first year seminar.
Okay. Fam, I was reading an article in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. It's dated August 2020, and it talks about you unfortunately being in a moped accident, which resulted in you having a broken arm. So here it is, August 2020. The world is in the middle of a pandemic. You're a few months before you're supposed to start your freshman season, and you're suffering from a broken arm. What's going through your mind at that time?
I was more frustrated because I didn't only just broke an arm. I broke an arm, my nose, and I messed, like, my eye socket. So I was just frustrated at myself that I even went on the moped and stuff, because I'm like, this could damage my freshman year. I don't know if I'm going to come back the same. And I was just sad. I was going through a whole lot of emotions. But I had my friends and my mom to cheer me up and tell me everything's going to be all right. And I had the coaching staff tell me that things will be all right and just keep working. And that's what I did.
Keep working. And that's exactly what you did, man. Putting together a great freshman season. Last game of the year, Femi. You guys in the ACC tournament. And you were up for 28 points. You saved the best for last. You got us anticipating and waiting to see, like, what's the next move. So I know for you, improvement is a big deal. As you look towards this offseason, what's the focus? What's the next evolution to Femi Odekale?
Just maturing. Just making sure I understand what I got to do on the court and off the court. So I'm just going to take the things that I was doing bad this season and focus on that and work on it the whole summer so it could be a different Femi Odekale.
If you had one area you want to pinpoint, because I was reading an article and after that game, you said, yo, I'm going straight to the free throw line.
Straight to the free throw line. That's what I did. Straight to the free throw line.
That's dope, man. That's dope. This is great, Femi. This is great, man. That's all I have for you. Thank you so much. You want to get some shout outs back in Brooklyn? Shout out to anybody?
Yeah, I'm going to say shout out to my mom. Shout out to Coach Smoke. Shout out to Coach Baker. I'm thankful for everybody who took the time, opportunity, because without you, I wouldn't be here.
Man, we cheering you on. Thank you so much, Mr. Femi Odekale. Take care, brother.
Thank you.
Wow. That's an impressive young man. Femi Odekale finished up his freshman year with the Pittsburgh Panthers. Let's talk about Femi for a minute. Brooklyn kid, product of the public school system, plays junior varsity basketball, goes on to lead his high school to 2 city championships, earns himself a college scholarship, playing in one of the toughest conferences in the country, the ACC, the same place where the University of North Carolina is, the same place where Mike Krzyzewski and the Duke Blue Devils are. A couple months before his freshman season, he breaks his arm, still manages to bounce back. And on top of all of that, he earns all ACC academic honors. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but that sounds like getting it done. That sounds like somebody who's not making excuses, putting his head down and grinding, especially in a day where some of these young athletes, they don't want to go to a high school unless they got a guaranteed roster spot. Yo, Fem said cut out the naysayers. He played JV. Ain't no problem there. Another piece to his story, he went to a high school and led them to two city championships. Before he got there, they didn't win anything. He wasn't looking to ride a wave. Him and his guys went to blaze a trail. Impressive young man. Whatever his future holds, whether it's basketball or not, he going to be just fine. Shout out to Femi Olakali. Fem Bucks, appreciate you, brother. Shout out to his mom and his family. The first time I seen him, I mentioned, was he was playing junior varsity basketball for my man, Kayvon Baker. Kayvon Baker also has a summer tournament here in Brooklyn, Loyal to the Game Athletics. And it's there that I get to see the future of Brooklyn. You know, I get to watch these young athletes from junior high school and evolve and develop and progress to ACC athletes. Not just him, but we mentioned Kadari Richmond. So salute to my man Baker for allowing me to stay close to the game, for having that platform and that stage for those young athletes to come out and develop their skills and build a sense of community. Wow. That was dope, man. That was dope. Salute to everybody in the city, all the young athletes, all the young coaches, Anwar Gladden over there at South Shore, churning out Division I women's players each and every year. That's dope, man. Brooklyn, y'all better stand up. This is a family show. Brooklyn, y'all better stand up and get behind that young man. All right. WBH Radio, I'm your host, William Holly. We out.